Welcome to Next Day Prep. What we are watching tomorrow.
What a start to the week. The market really came out swinging.
Absolutely. A big green day across the board. The S&P 500 jumped 1.5%, but the real story was the NASDAQ, rocketing up 2.3%.
It was a mega cap stampede, plain and simple. You know, the headlines will point to the Senate passing a procedural vote to end the government shutdown. And sure, that helps the mood.
Right, it removes a headwind. But that wasn't the fuel for this fire, was it?
Not at all. The real driver was a massive risk-on rotation back into the market's biggest names. The Vanguard MegaCap Growth ETF was up 2.5%. This was all about renewed confidence in tech and AI.
You could really see it in the semiconductor space. The CSOX index popped 3%.
Exactly. Look at the moves. Micron up over 6%. Nvidia, a monster move, up nearly 6% to $199. And Palantir, which is basically the poster child for the AI trade, was the biggest gainer in the S&P 500, exploding almost 9% to reclaim its 50-day moving average.
And you can't forget Google and Tesla. Google continued its run, up almost 4%, and Tesla tacked on another 3.6%. It was a classic risk-on day, with defensive sectors like staples and utilities finishing in the red.
It really was. But here's something interesting. While the price action was screamingly bullish, some of the underlying breadth indicators are still flashing caution. I'm seeing analysis that flags the percentage of stocks over their 50-day moving average as bearish.
So how do we square that? A huge rally on the surface, but potential weakness underneath. What does that mean for traders?
It means you have to be selective. It means this isn't a market where you can just buy everything blindly. Monday's action was concentrated in leadership. The generals charged ahead, but not all the soldiers followed with the same enthusiasm. You have to focus on the pockets of real, confirmed strength.
Speaking of specific situations, there was some interesting M&A news in the food sector today.
Yes, Treehouse Foods, ticker THS. They're a huge private label food manufacturer, and they're being acquired by an investment firm for $22.50 a share.
But the stock closed above the deal price. That always gets my attention. What's the market thinking there?
The market is betting on one of two things. Either a higher competing bid is coming, or there's significant value in what's called a contingent value right, a CVR, that's attached to the deal. It's related to some ongoing coffee litigation, so it's a potential bonus payment for shareholders down the road. It's a fascinating situation.
Okay, so let's get tactical. Given this backdrop of megacap strength but some underlying caution, where are you seeing the most compelling setups for tomorrow?
Well, beyond the obvious AI names, the sector that showed incredible stealth strength all day was healthcare. We saw quiet, persistent accumulation in distributors, large cap pharma, and hospital providers.
So that's where the smart money was rotating?
I think so. A few names look coiled for continuation. First, CBOE Global Markets. It's not healthcare, but it's a great play on market infrastructure. It ramped into the close on expanding volume. I'm watching for a push through the 260 level. A pullback to the 258 area could be a great entry.
Got it. CBOE above 260. What else in that strong healthcare group?
Eli Lilly, LLY, a true pharma giant. It showed a strong closing drive. Dips toward the 965 to 966 area should find support. A clean break over 970 could really get it moving toward 980.
And one more.
Let's go with HCA Healthcare, a big hospital operator. It pushed hard late in the day. Look for it to reclaim the 460 mark. If it can hold above that, the next target is 462. And then a bigger move toward 465 is in the cards if the sector stays hot.
Excellent. So bringing it all home, let's put some lines in the sand for the indexes. What are the key levels you're watching on the S&P and NASDAQ trackers?
For the SPY, that 680 to 681 zone is now critical support. The bulls need to defend that. To the upside, the key resistance to break is 682.18.
And for the Qs?
For the QQQ, the support base is solid, right around 622.50. The big test will be breaking through resistance at 624.30. A move through there on volume would confirm this rally has another leg up.
Great insights. A powerful rally led by the giants, but a need to stay selective and focused on true leadership. Thanks for the prep. We'll be back tomorrow to break it all down again. Have a great night, everyone.